This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
We're finally seeing the export numbers for the end of October. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride has more.
Yeah, these latest numbers cover the time frame of October 24th through October 30th. Now, keep in mind, this is right before or right at the time when President Trump and Xi were getting together in South Korea to kind of come to their deal. And so this is the first one where we actually did see that China showed up on the bean side of the ledger here, buying 232,000 tons. So that was a that was one that obviously was confirmed that we'd known about. So we'll continue to talk about that. The big thing that I would look at this one and say is we basically have continued to see strength in the corn sales. So if you go back to a year ago at this time, that number was massive. It was over 2 million tons. This time we had 1.995 million tons sold for corn. On the soybean side of things, was that to 1.248 on that. So overall, very good sales for corn. They were okay for beans. They were still below the five-year average, but it's still something that at least they were not nearly as bad as what we had seen the previous few weeks. So we are still trying to get caught up from this government shutdown. It'll be before the end of the year, right before the end of the year, when we finally do get caught up.
For more information, visit allendale-inc.com. You can find the rest of this story and more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.